Denver we spoke about 2 weeks ago, maybe.
Both disappointing for different reasons.
I'm going to ask you a question. I'm pretty sure you're going to give me the same answer that you gave me a few times before. But that's 12 goals in the last three MLS games. A lot of them are coming from set pieces. But what do you identify as the big problem on the defensive on the defensive front?
As far as set pieces are concerned?
Everything.
Basically. Everything?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we're still looking at it and trying to figure it out. I think it's a process that we're committed to figuring out how to stop bleeding goals that are coming in a very, very similar fashion and have been for quite some time. So it's something that we're working on very hard to figure out and to change.
You had a couple of off days and not in the field for practice. How do you manage a game like you had on Saturday moving forward?
It's over. It's done. You don't manage it. You get ready for the next one. That's it. We have a big game coming up against a rival. A lot of media attention, a lot of emotional attachment to this week for a lot of clubs in MLS as they're pitted against their rivals, as are we. But more importantly, I think it's important that we set the tone against this team because we're going to see them very shortly thereafter in a different competition format. So I think it's important that we go in there and, you know, obviously respect the context of MLS and what the week represents and what we're about and how we want to finish. But we need to impose our will on the game and make sure that they're not going into the next two games in the Canadian Championship thinking they're going to have anything other than a dogfight.
And at this point in the season, could this be what a doctor ordered playing Toronto?
Yeah, of course. Anytime you play Toronto, it's great. It's a little bit more raw. You get to experience some of the emotions and dynamics of the game with the fan base and the atmosphere. It's amazing. But I think those things should be present every game, and I think it's a good opportunity more than anything to get into the rhythm and mindset of winning silverware and winning hardware. We want to be able to lift a trophy before the MLS season is over. This is a great opportunity to do that, and hopefully it gets us in gear to pursue what we ultimately want to here, which is to win MLS Cup. I don't think we say it enough, but that's the goal here. That's what we want to do. So to get the Canadian Championship, obviously, is huge. We know what that means for us moving forward the next season and how that works out. But we know also that, you know, we really want to focus on MLS and make sure that we have a body of work of 34 regular season games that we're proud of and we can make something exciting happen in the playoffs.
Toronto three times in a row, obviously, that's they're emotional games. Does that emotion go from game to game? Does it carry through? And how important is it to kind of keep that in check?
I don't think it, I mean, other than the basic, you know, competitive edge and fire to win and your passion that you should be playing with every game, I think that, you know, those are a little bit heightened, of course, in the Toronto games. But, you know, again, it's too, you know, the sport in general is just too, in this league is too difficult to predict results and to be too tied to results. I think, of course, now we're in the business end of the season. We want to get results. We want to climb the standings and maintain our spot and grow. But, you know, I think that biggest source of confidence is how we play and what we do during 90 minutes. Let the result be what it will, but we know that when we do the right things and we play the right way and for the right reasons, that we're a very tough team to beat regardless whether or not it's home or away. But yeah, the emotions are going to be high, of course, but you know, again, I'm more focused on having a good performance and making sure that the result takes care of itself and then carrying that confidence. And I don't want to, you know, be in an emotional roller coaster anymore because it feels like we've been doing that for quite some time now, and it's not healthy, it's not sustainable. And I think the best way to move forward is to focus on one game at a time and to embrace the challenge, whatever it may be. And for us this week, it's against a rival, an exciting week with everything on the line.
Thank you.